Welcome to the Premarital Bliss Podcast with your host, licensed professional counselor, Maya Dixon. This is the podcast that will educate and prepare couples and individuals for marriage by exploring all important aspects of the premarital relationship.
Listeners, I welcome you to the Premarital Bliss Podcast. I am your host, Maya Dixon, licensed professional counselor, and this is a podcast for individuals and couples who are engaged or thinking about getting engaged to get married. And my purpose of this podcast is just to give you guys some sort of food for thought. Give you guys a sort of a blue plan to discuss things with your partner or your future partners if you're single, to think about all the important things that go into being married. And so today I wanted to talk about the idea that, the idea of having certain things in common. So there's an old quote that says opposites attract. And I still have yet to figure out in my 40 plus years on earth if that's really true. When we have something in common with someone, how much should we have in common if we're thinking about getting married? How much do you have in common with your significant other? So it's just something for you to think about, because I know many people who are married who have a lot in common and some who are complete opposites, but it works for them. And I just want you guys to think about that a little bit. And if nothing else, I really want you to just think about the person that you're thinking about marrying and what you do have in common. Because what I am finding is that couples come in for counseling and many times there's disagreements, but the disagreements are rooted in the fact that they have very little in common. And I'm talking about important things like just basic ideology of how a relationship should be, basic ideas about how a man and a woman should behave within a marriage. And so they find themselves at a point where they're having these serious disputes. And so I want you guys to think about, what do you have in common with your significant other if you're engaged or thinking about getting engaged? And how important is that factor to you? Do you have to like the same foods and the same movies and the same places to travel, the same type of games? Is it okay to have differences? If so, how many differences do you guys have? But if you have very different ideas about just things that are based in principle, like whether or not you should still be having sex or dating your ex if you're engaged to be married, whether or not you're going to go the extra mile for that person that you're going to marry, whether or not you want to have children, how you would raise those children, different views about religion. Religion is a big one that I have with couples. They think that it's not a big deal until it's time to plan a wedding and the two families are at war because of religious differences, or until they have children and now they have to decide what they're going to tell their child about a religion or spirituality. Is there a God? Is there not a God? If you grew up one way, but you grew up, Orthodox Jew, but you're not practicing in that manner, or Christian, or whatever it is, and you have to figure it out. So I want you guys to think about your differences. Think about what you have in common. Think about what are your deal breakers in your relationships. What must you have in common? What do you absolutely have to have? And what types of conversations are you having with your significant other about what you have in common as well as your differences? Send me a message here on Anchor. I would love to hear what kind of differences you came up with. You can always inbox me on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. My handle is INNOV Counseling. Just Google my name and all my information comes up. So let me know what you think about differences. How many differences is it okay to have? Many differences? How many differences do you have with your significant other? Which ones are deal breakers and which ones can you bend and compromise with? Let me know. Have a blessed day.
Thank you for listening to the Premarital Bliss Podcast. Remember, plan your marriage, not just your wedding day.